is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Why that would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us today to help us out with Kids Q is the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
These are always a lot of fun. Everyone comes in.
An amazing amount of community services
that we have pulled together
to help our whole community thrive.
Yeah.
And it, just hearing that it was such a long list is just, it's heartwarming that we have so much going on.
And the and more is significant too, because all of those nonprofits started out at YouthWorks and they're adding more. There's different organizations. We're talking to all of them. They're collaborating with each other. They're realizing that services are overlapping and they can work together on things. And it's great.
That's the spirit of our community. I love it.
Exactly.
All right. What do you got?
All right. So here we go. If you're driving around, if you're at home, get by the radio, get your kids by the radio and get ready for this, because this is for everyone. So here is today's question. If you had to pick between having one gigantic hand or one gigantic foot, what would you pick and why?
Oh, the gigantic hand. I'm a klutz anyway.
Oh, so the
foot would just get me in all kinds of tumbling issues. And with the hand, you could backhand. You can grab bigger things. You could catch yourself while falling.
That's true. I would feel like as mayor, you'd want the foot so you can just like kick people.
I'd fall over with the other foot. So we're good. No, I'd go for the hand. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. I was thinking about the hand at first because like with one gigantic foot, like you'd be all wobbly. And off balance, and you fall over. Shopping for shoes would be ridiculous.
Just awful.
Bad enough as it is. But I would take the foot over the hand because I spend so much time typing and writing that I would have to learn to type again, basically.
Use hand signals.
There are some certain times when I'm driving that having one gigantic hand would be real helpful.
But also, in the day of Siri, you could always do your text via voice. It's really cool that it's happening now, too, that you can do that. It's really cool.
That's right. Give me the hand, and then I'll just, like, teach my phone to use voice technology.
There you go.
I just got this new phone, which is nice. All of my friends were making fun of me until a couple of months ago because I did get rid of my flip phone a few years ago. Replaced it with like this tiny little dinky phone from back in the age when smaller was better, like five years ago when that was the case. And then ever since then, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. So I just got this brand new phone, but it's giant size now.
There's nothing that can fit in my pockets anymore. And then my children like to tease. I have to put the font so big on my text. So the messages scroll for a long way down.
The point being that a gigantic hand would be helpful because then I could actually fit the phone as opposed to having it like dwarf my hand.
Okay.
Anyway, gigantic hand, we're agreed.
I haven't been asked that question before. I've been asked a lot of questions.
You do get a lot of good questions when you like visit kids in schools,
right? Well, they come to us. We have a town hall field trip available for all third graders or any group that wants to come, and it's wonderful. They get to do a mock meeting with me, and then I play 20 questions with the mayor.
Nice.
They get to be in the council seats and do all this, and they get to go to the fire station, and we have a whole thing on public works for them to do. So we've gotten a lot of great questions out of the kids as they learn and discover about their own local government.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. If you're listening out there, driving around, at home, wherever you are, at work, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. Gigantic hand, gigantic foot. You got to pick one. What would you pick and why?
I hate only getting to choose one thing.
Right? Yeah. Both, definitely. Both preferably. If you got great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. That's Works with an X, YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ, and I'll look forward to hearing your answers.